So we were discussing how we're supposed to gauge or choose for ourselves what stress we're supposed to put on it. What stress are we supposed to put on Derech Eretz? So we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah in the very beginning of the second chapter of Pirkei Avot. Rebbe Omer, Ezoi Derech Yishara Sheyavor Lo Ha'adam. What is a straight path that a person should choose for himself in life? Kol she'itiferet le'oseha. Firstly, it should be glorious for the one who performs it. Don't choose something that's going to drive you crazy. Ve'tiferet lo min adam. And the way you behave in that path is a path that people say is a good way to behave. So you'd say, well, what do people know? So the answer is no. People know there's basic decency. We have a whole masechet called Masechet Derech Eretz. And you know, much of that masechet is not applicable today because those were the social norms in their day. And today we have different social norms. Chazal tell us, the Gemara says in Brachos, Tachlit Torah. Now that's a very big word, Tachlit Torah. The essence of Torah. So Rashi automatically modifies it, and he says the essence of Torah is that you have Torah plus. Meaning it doesn't mean this is the whole point of Torah. It means the essence of Torah is obviously to have Torah plus, says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Tachlit Chochmah, the essence of wisdom, which is referring to Torah, is Tshuva and Maasim Tovim. That a person does Tshuva and he does good deeds in his life. Shelo yehei adam kore v'shone. You shouldn't have a person who learns Tanakh, he learns Mishnah, uboet ba'aviv v'imo v'rabo, and he kicks his parents and his Rebbe, and they all don't know what they're talking about. He's disrespectful to everyone. Uvemishu gadon mimenu b'chokhma uveminyan. And people who are bigger than him, either wiser than him or older than him. As the verse says, Reshit Chochmah, the beginning of wisdom is Yirat Hashem. Sechel Tov lechol oseihem, laosim lo neymar, ela loseihem, laosim nishma, etc. If you're really learning Torah for the sake of Torah, then it should reflect in a person's behavior. And I would add another point. I often say there are two things to think about. One is the verse in Eicha. The verse says, Shivtam v'kimatam abita. The Jewish people turn to God and say, look at the way they go to sleep. Look at the way they get up. Ani manginatam. I am all they talk about. I am their song. They go to their coffee houses, they sing about me. You'd say to yourself, what difference does it make? What do the Egyptians in Cairo care about the Jews? No, they want to kill the Jews. But what does that have to do with their rebellion? No, the t-shirts out there also say kill Jews. In Tunisia, in Libya, all over the world. You know, they did a census. They asked a bunch of people all over the world, how many Jews are there? How big is Israel? And, you know, people think this is one of the big countries in the world and that we make a huge percentage of the population. You try talking to people about the Middle East conflict and you ask them, how many countries are Arab and how many countries are Jewish? How much of the world population is Arab? How much of the world population is Jewish? How many countries do the Jews have? How many countries welcome the Jews? How many countries have laws that are focused to help the Jews? And people think that we make up a 30% of the world. Yes, they did a census. You could go on YouTube, do a search. They did a census. UCLA, right. They... people think, why? Why do they think that? Because how many of the UN resolutions were about the Jewish state? How much of the New York Times talks about the Jews? How come you can't have 3 days that we don't make it into the news? So Am Yisrael already said it. Shivtam v'kimatam abita. God, look at it. When they go to sleep, when they get up in the morning, ani manginatam. I am all they talk about. There's a disproportionate amount of conversation about us. The Pasuk in Eicha. Shivtam v'kimatam abita ani manginatam. And that's point number one we should think about, that what people say about us is reflective of a certain obsession they have with us.
Or maybe because we don't behave the way
we should. So we'll get to that in 1 second. But I'm saying we have to remember the balance. On the one hand, the world has an obsession with the Jewish people, and they're always talking about us. That's one. Eicha. Shivtam v'kimatam habita ani manginatam. At this point, we have to pause to be continued.